The coronavirus shutdown has been particularly hard on service industry employees. Many are completely out of work. One way to help is through the Pittsburgh Virtual Tip Jar. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has more for this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report.
Byron Nash is a musician, personal trainer, and bartender. All three of his jobs are on hold. Nash was among the first to add his name to the Virtual Tip Jar. It's a Google spreadsheet listing servers, drivers, stylists, really, anyone you'd be tipping if times were normal. Tips are sent via PayPal or Venmo. Nash says he has been overwhelmed by how many people have tipped him.
Some people I knew and other people I didn't, and some people I haven't seen in 5 years. You know, I guess you don't really think about how many people you touch being a bartender.
The virtual tip jar was launched March 16th by Danielle Wenner. She's a former server and bartender and now a philosophy professor at Carnegie Mellon University, whose Center for Ethics and Policy hosts the tip jar on its website. Transactions are private, so Wenner doesn't know how much tipping there's been, but she says she and her partner are doing their part.
The rule that we've established in our house is if one of us has a drink, we send somebody a tip.
About 7,000 service workers so far have signed up. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Bill O'Driscoll.